BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes Greg James on Real or No Real, more bangers, innuendo bingo with Stacey Dooley off of Investigating Things, getting super wet, and we speak to our most sassy listener, Curtis, who's having a digital friend cull.
BBC
Radio 1.
Anna Henderson and Glow, hope you're right today. We've got a good one lined up. Kano and DNCE and that Little Mix song that I love in a minute. Hey, have you seen our latest Playground Insults video yet? Two of the biggest names in Hollywood battling it out with really silly insults. But it does get a bit rude, doesn't it, Chris?
A little bit rude.
Some people, if you look at the comments, they're like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. But I think it's a good one. Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz, two massive names from the new film Bad Neighbours 2. Now, this is not for sensitive ears. You might not want to watch the whole thing. If you think you can take it, it does contain strong language. I am warning you now. But if you want that, if you think you can take it, get to the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. If you just want the insults, then BBC Radio 1 YouTube is where you need to head.
Your butt stinks. And you have a butt freshener on set at all times. I've met her. Her name's Sharon. She just sprays your butt with floral scents all day long. Your chair is padded with floral cushions. And they pad your wardrobe as to not alert the other actors.
Of
your butt stink.
My butt stank, really. The butt stink.
I didn't want to go there.
Thousands, and I mean thousands and thousands of people have watched it. I've seen it on a lot of websites around the world. If you have not got involved yet, you are missing out. Seth Rogen, Chloe Grace Moretz, Playground Insults. I'm very proud of this video.
Yeah, same. Apart from the comments underneath the YouTube video, which I did make the big mistake of having a look at, you should never do that. Never do that.
Is it mentioning the white stuff on the side of your mouth?
There's all sorts of theories as to what it is.
Yeah.
One person suggested you might be breastfeeding me.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of stuff. Just next time, I can't believe I'm having to say this, can you check my face?
Okay, I'll check face next time.
I can't, why wouldn't you mention it?
I actually watched it on Big Telly last night on BBC iPlayer, and it's proper mouth foam. Yes. It's a lot worse.
Someone sent me a picture of it zoomed in,
yeah,
and then photoshopped a face onto that,
oh,
so it looked like the crater of the moon.
Okay, good. It is just toothpaste. He brushed his teeth a few minutes before, but yeah. So BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel or Radio 1 YouTube if you just want the insults. It's a good video. Go get it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
They need to get him out of their hair. Little Mix of Sean Paul. Innuendo Bingo is coming up. Today, BBC Three's Stacey Dooley. There's someone that's working on the show today who is a massive fan of Dools, and I didn't even know about it.
Stacey Dooley does have a lot of fans.
Yes.
Like quite passionately vocal fans.
Yeah, I wonder if she's got a name for her fans.
Also, love Stacey Dooley. She's wanted to play this game for ages.
Hang on a second. Did she not ask you to come on?
Yeah, yeah. So she messaged me saying, oh, come on, let us play the game.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I mean. That's passion.
Yeah.
That's passion right there. I just hope we're not being investigated.
Do you know what I mean?
I hope it's not. Yeah. She's not going to turn up with a full camera crew.
Let's investigate her.
Yeah. Yes.
See how she likes it.
Mm? Great idea.
Stacey Dooley, 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. And it's all new clips today. It's going to be a good one. I know it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Ariana Grande coming up. And Sigala. And Innuendo Bingo. Loads of people. The Doolittles are out in force. That's the name of her fans. It's not. Someone just said they just made that up.
Someone else suggested the Dooligans.
Dooligans is good. Stacey Dooley, off of Investigating Things, in 10 minutes on Radio 1's Innuendo Bingo. Let's get wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. That was Sigala and Sweet Lovin'. I'm Scott Mills, and I can tell the excitement radiating from Stacey Dooley right now. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. It's so nice to meet you.
Likewise, and I'm so excited. I love Innuendo Bingo.
Do you?
I really do.
Well, yeah. You got in touch with Chris and were like, get me on.
Chris, what's taking you so long? Get a wiggle on.
We thought people had to speak to people and stuff like that.
No.
And actually, it was far more easy just to deal with you.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Very easy.
I like it when the stars, they come to us and they're like, put me on it, because it is a good game.
Could you call me a star throughout? I'm sort of quite down with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I've got a special intro, actually.
Oh, great.
Sometimes it goes, it's time to witness the wetness, and sometimes it goes, it's time to make another celebrity wet, I use that one.
Fabulous.
You're giving away the game here, so sometimes we have some people on that we might not view exactly as celebrities.
Yeah, well, I am Z-list now. I definitely am on the list.
they get the normo one.
Yeah. Oh, that is true, actually. Don't say that. You've just said it.
You've just said it. No one would have noticed the difference.
Oh, no. People will know now. Mm. I saw you being all outraged yesterday on social media about how much it costs to use train toilets.
But, Scott, I mean, 50p is a lot of money, isn't it? It's half a pound.
I didn't know it was 50.
50, that's what I'm saying. 20p, pushing your luck. 50p, I mean, I'm saving for a house.
Were you investigating toilets?
I'm always investigating.
Always.
There's never a day that goes by that I'm not investigating. Yeah. What the hell is going on?
We were going to do some kind of like big folder and present it to you again.
Could you?
Actually, we've been investigating you.
Someone's going to do that one day and I'll be in real trouble.
Hey, I know that you got here really early today and did that epic climb up to where we are on the top floor.
Do you know, I can do lots and lots of things and I think I'm really happening and really hard, but actually ask me to get in a lift and it's game over. I'm really frightened of lifts.
Right, so drug lords in Vietnam, you're
no
fine.
No problem. Pas de problème. Yes.
She gets in the lift, she's like, is that really scary for you?
I just can't bear it. It's awful. And I was saying to the lady, she was ever so sweet, I used to have to go up to the top to see the big bosses and I'd get up there and be bright pink. And I'd be like, oh, I'm not embarrassed. I'm sort of down with all of this, but I'm just really hot.
I'm just really
is it,
hot.
Is it heights or is it
it's
the enclosed?
Sort of, yeah, it's the claustrophobia.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm a bit of a loon. I mean, even if I need a wee, if I'm in a toilet and there's no window, I don't really lock it properly.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, so I know.
I don't really know what
everyone's
goes on.
Got something.
Well, this is my thing, Scott.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm.
But most ladies lose, I'm assuming, don't have windows in the cubicles, right?
Sun's windows.
You speak Sol a lot windows. Of French.
Yeah, I'm fluent because I've got the stripy top on today.
Oh, right.
C'est du lit. Now, yes. I know that for your later show, Stacey, you had to have lots of sex in strange places.
Yeah, do you know, the irony was I was having no sex.
I know.
Everyone around me was having lots of sex.
I know, in very strange places.
In very strange places. But it was really interesting, actually. I made up with that. I did well.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, no, very lucky.
Where was the strangest place where they were doing
there was lots of sex. Are we allowed to say sex?
I don't, probably not.
SEX?
I think we've said it a lot now, so let's just say
let's that. Just say
okay, so where was the weirdest place where the...
Another thing. In lots and lots of different places. I think, you know what was really bizarre? I was with this lovely girl, transgender girl in Turkey, and she was having sex next door, and I could hear the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's part of your job, isn't it?
Do you know what I like about you, Stacey, is two things, right? One is that you can articulate yourself amazingly well on TV, right? That's why I think you're so engaging on TV. But the second thing is, you're in situations which, for me, I would just get so angry. Like some of the shows where I'd probably want to hit someone or I'd get really, really annoyed.
That's
you've
quite a
managed
skill
to
not
find
to do
that,
that
limit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very talented, don't forget, because I'm a huge celeb.
Celebrity,
so
yeah.
So we mustn't forget that.
I've got that one lined up.
No, but I'm very fortunate. You know, it's a huge privilege, actually, that the channel trusts me with sort of current affairs-y issues. Mm. So I don't take that for granted. But it can be infuriating sometimes, especially when you're meeting these really horrific people in sort of dire circumstances. But... yeah, I think raising awareness is pretty cool.
When you do it, is it like a big team of people with you? Because I did one in Uganda a few years ago.
I said, you know, it was awesome, Scott. Yeah,
Thank you very much.
I thought that was brilliant.
That was only like three of us.
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, as well, like, is there from a safety point of view? Do you ever feel like, oh, I'm in danger here?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I think, oh, I've pushed me luck. Yeah. Why have I said that? But I think I'd have the ump with myself if I didn't push whilst in the situation, you know, because some of the questions need to be asked. In terms of how many people are surrounded, there's normally two or three. I think a smaller crew
small is better.
Is less daunting. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But has there been a situation then where you've felt uncomfortable and say you've been chased out of somewhere or...
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously hasn't made it on because...
Yeah, oh my God.
I'm always amazed what stuff makes it on TV because you're still filming it in really scary situations.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you should run now.
Yeah. Keep
I've
filming.
I've been chased out of a couple of places. Yeah, I mean, Honduras for me was super scary in Mexico. Just the levels of brutality are quite frightening. But, you know, I contradict myself all the time. That I think, oh, perhaps I should do lighter things, you know. But then I do lighter things and I think, oh, where's the story?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a nice balance.
What's been your favourite ever show to do? Because you've done loads.
Do you know, I did one in New York prison years ago. It's an old one. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Very proud of that. Yeah. Because, yeah, the girls were really, really fascinating. You know, you go in with a trailer or set of opinions and a trailer thought and you come out quite, yeah, thinking different things.
Well, we love you and we're pleased that you're on Innuendo Bingo today. Are
you
ready for
so
it?
Much.
I know that you
I'm
love this
so
game.
I'm ready.
It does get wet, Stacey, and the water is cold, so please don't swear.
I can't really swim either.
You don't need to swim.
No, there won't be that much water, will no. there? She says.
Right, we'll get you in position. Yeah. You can watch this in a minute on the Radio 1 website on your phone, computer, laptop, tablet, after Beyonce and Jack White.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Pleased to say that Stacey Dooley is with us playing Innuendo Bingo today. She loves this game.
Ah!
Ah! Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready, Scott.
Okay, the cameras are on.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
See, I chose that intro for you.
Thank you ever so much.
No worries.
Right, here we go. Oh, what a gent. He's handing me the water.
What a gent.
Gentleman.
Always flashy, never trashy. Mm-hmm.
This does get wet, Stacey, but, you know, you asked for it.
I did ask for this.
You've done scarier things.
I've accidentally put the holy jeans on as well.
Oh,
Stacey.
He's got,
so
he's
what
got
I would
hole
say
very
is
close.
It's not what you can say. It's not what you think.
No.
It's not.
Fine.
No.
It's quite high, that hole, isn't it?
Yeah, just eyes up.
Eyes up.
Okay.
And off we go. Plenty of water in the mouth, please. You can watch this now online on the Radio 1 website, on your phone as well. Press play on the Radio 1 website. It's all new clips today.
Mm.
It's going to be a good one. First, we're going to Channel 5's GPs Behind Closed Doors. Let's just hope this doctor knows what he's doing.
Can you just swallow? Well done. It's not easy to swallow when somebody tells you to swallow.
Sorry.
He was examining the patient's vocal cords there, of course.
It's not easy to swallow when somebody tells you to swallow.
Thank you, Becca, for sending that one in.
Oh, Chris, I got you good.
It's good already.
Yeah. Mm.
This is not going to be one of those situations where, because Stacey's not done it before, she holds back, kind of think. OK. Now we're going to BBC One's Homes Under the Hammer. And we join Martin Roberts in the middle of some small talk with a homeowner. Now, when you're talking facts and figures, it can get personal, but I didn't think this personal. Listen to his question.
So when you told people afterwards, what did they say?
They just laughed and said, haven't you watched the programme before? I said, yeah, every morning before work.
But decided to completely ignore
our
advice.
Yeah, yeah.
So what did you think when you came for the first time?
I'm actually a huge Homes Under the Hammer fan.
It's good, isn't it?
It's great.
I like how they match the songs to the situation.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So good.
We need to play that game again, Scott.
Yeah, we used to do a game where you had to guess what song it was, what the situation the song was.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you to Roshni for sending that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything else you've got, send them in. We always need new clips. Okay, then. Water, please. What's that noise there from Martin?
So what did you think when you came for the first time?
Yes. Excellent.
Okay.
We continue, please.
Right.
I've wore the perfect outfit because you can just wipe the water off.
Yeah, you've done well with that.
Pleather.
Yeah.
You know Arnie's 50 Greatest Stunts on Channel 4? It's Arnold Schwarzenegger telling you all about his favourite stunts. Arnie, he doesn't want you to relax too much during the show, so he gives you strict instructions.
Welcome back to my countdown of the greatest stunts ever attempted. Put down your peanuts.
Oh,
sorry, Stacey.
That was
Chris
a good one.
Has entered the building.
Sorry.
Okay.
Water, please.
Oh, I genuinely misheard that.
Get your waters in your mouth.
Why peanuts?
I don't understand.
Put down your peanuts.
Peanuts. Mm-mm. Over on Radio 4, it's the 15-minute drama. Water, please. I've only got 7 seconds of it here, but I'm going to go home and listen to it all later, on my own.
I thought she was the most beautiful person I'd ever met.
Your fingering has improved a lot this term.
All that hard work is paying off.
Thank you to Dan and Devon for sending that one in.
That's so Radio 4.
Isn't it?
Highbrow.
What a show.
Your fingering has improved a lot this term.
All that hard work is paying off.
It certainly is.
You were flinching there, even when I didn't have any water.
I know, I'm so nervous. Something? I'm always expecting you to soak me.
I think we can make this wetter though, guys. Just saying.
It's, Uh-huh.
It's now the World Championship snooker on BBC Two. And it is properly kicking off in the commentary box.
Can you imagine we had 17 days of this sort of play? That would be exciting, wouldn't it? Sure, we can't be touching again.
Touching ball.
This is a record for touching balls.
You're right there, Stacey.
Spot on.
Loving it.
Do you know what's amazing about that? Is the crowd have earpieces, they can hear the commentary. And so they obviously heard it first, you know, heard the innuendo, and you can hear them all laughing in
giggling
the background.
Before.
It's like they're playing their own game of innuendo bingo.
I love that. Listen.
Touching ball.
This is a record for touching balls.
See?
Great spot there from Mike. Thank you for sending that one in.
Okay.
Next.
Has it gone through?
Lots of water, please.
It kind of has gone through, yeah.
Next, we're going to Grand Designs on Channel 4. What I love about Kevin MacLeod is that he's always willing to get his hands dirty.
This is a nightmare. I mean, this here, with this extraordinary crack.
They say you should only worry about a crack when you can get your hand in it. You can get your arm in that. Look at that.
Stacey.
There he is. How are you getting on? Do you have to get the train?
I haven't got spare pants today. I've come to a habit of this lately.
No pants. Have you got pants on now?
I've got pants on now.
Okay. I think you'd really be able to tell if you hadn't.
Maybe that's how to solve it in the future. I've not thought of that.
You should just come in a pair of swimming trunks, perhaps.
Next time.
Yeah.
That'll be on next.
Good idea.
Next episode.
Really good idea.
Yeah.
They say you should only worry about a crack when you can get your hand in it. You can get your arm in that.
Thanks, Mike, for sending that one in.
I only heard the back end of that one. Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Stacey.
Water, please.
Oh. Do your friends get worried that you're investigating them? Always.
Weirdo.
Huh?
No, don't worry.
That's just that weird chat-up line.
Yeah, isn't it?
I've heard that before. I think
hey, babe.
At like 1 a.m.
Hey, babe.
Are you investigating me?
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, awful.
Whenever I go for a wee or if I'm just trying to order a drink, then you hear investigating. I mean, no, I just want a wee.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
Pina colada.
Water, okay. Please. Four in a bed now on Channel 4, where B&B owners take turns to stay in each other's properties. Contestants are willing to do anything to try and win this show.
I think I gave my knob to Susan, to be honest with you, and she was quite glad to take it, I think.
Yeah. Good one.
I'm quite wet now, Scott.
I know you are, Stacey.
The lower half of me is
damp.
Very damp.
In the south. And finally, only one more.
Oh.
Oh, I can have more if you want, Stace.
I feel like, I'm ready.
Finally, at the end of the game.
Right, one more, let's do it.
Okay. Might just add this one in for old time's sake, Chris. From my favourite game show.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
There we are. From the cube. Now, what happened there, please? Is there foul play?
I thought I dodged it.
You're right.
I could see she was going to spit on me.
I could see some water just falling through the ceiling.
You managed to get it on my back.
Oh.
That's a first.
Had a nice time.
Oh, how did you do that?
Sorry, Chris.
And finally.
Finally, one more.
Radio 4. On Saturday Live, they will do absolutely anything for ratings.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just right on the back.
Always chasing the ratings. Listen to what they made Peter Shilton do.
Don't be afraid of it. Just suck it off the shell.
Okay, here
get
we go.
Get it into your mouth and then little bite. That's it. Suck it off and swallow.
And that was Stacey Dooley, innuendo bingo.
Hey!
What a game. Good game, everybody. Thanks so much for coming in, Stacey.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Will you come back and do it again?
Always. Monday to Friday.
Awesome. Yeah. We only do it twice a week, but we'll be in touch.
Yeah, be in touch.
Thanks so much, Stacey.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm going to play that massive banger from Calvin Harris and Rihanna. This is What You Came For in a minute. And new Tom O'Dell. Hope you're going to bring it today on the bangers, mate.
Absolutely.
2:40 this afternoon. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and then one of you gets to decide what gets on.
You're winning so far, aren't you?
Yes. And I'm not actually on tomorrow, so yeah. Did you not know that?
Well, you're telling us now, then.
Well, did you not know I wasn't
Excuse?
On? The Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, it's that time of year again.
I know, it comes around, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, right, it all makes sense now.
After the Stockholms tomorrow. Fine. Yes. So is it Matt Edmondson? The showhand says yes.
Fine. So, the showhand. Okay, so 2-1. So I can only salvage a draw from this. So why don't we just put it all on today, then? You willing to do that?
All on. Thing? I'd love to get 2-1. Yeah, absolutely.
Should we do that?
Yeah, I'm down for whatever.
Fine.
Okay, cool.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going to put it out there. That's one of his best songs, I think. It's hard to tell, though, isn't it? Because there's so many good ones, and you just... When we played that mini-mix last Friday when we were doing the breakfast show, you realise how many massive songs he's had.
Yeah.
So many.
But it's either him singing on them or someone else. What I would love to hear on this song, the only build I would suggest, is that he does the Calvin Harris voice on it as well. Do you know
on
what
that?
I mean? Yeah, so it's like a duet between him and Rihanna. But in an old-school Calvin Harris kind of way. You know that voice he used to have on songs?
Acceptable in the ages. He's on the last one that he appeared on. Was it not Summer? That wasn't that long ago. That's him singing.
That's true. That's true. But I'd like to hear him and Rihanna.
Okay. I don't think he's actually done that yet, has he?
No.
Like if he gets Ellie Goulding on or Rihanna or whatever, he's just like, it just leaves it to them.
Because I think when it's on his own, when he does the voice on his own, you don't really notice how weird his voice can be. But up against like a massive singer, an Ellie Goulding, you'd really notice it.
Yeah, I want to hear that. It is one of his best songs. It just suits the weather getting better at the moment.
It's perfectly timed.
I like Bounce, though. I was listening to that again the other day. Bounce.
Old school.
And also, obviously, We Found Love is amazing. Hey, listen, when Grimmy met Calvin last Friday, when we did that world exclusive in his house in the studio in LA, and we pressed play on that track for the first time. Wow, was that less than a week ago? That is available for you to watch now on BBC iPlayer. So Radio 1 channel, BBC iPlayer. It's great because you get to see Grimmy and Calvin have what was a really nice kind of warm, friendly chat, but also you get to see the studio.
It's wicked to see, and the whole thing just looks really hot. You know, it looks like LA.
Yeah, it does. It really does. So that's on BBC iPlayer now. You know we've got our own channel on iPlayer, yeah? So just go on Big Telly, treat yourself tonight, and watch it like you would any BBC programme on the TV. BBC Radio 1 iPlayer. We've got our own channel. New Music Friday tomorrow as well, like it was this time last week when we dropped Calvin's song. Justin Timberlake's new track out tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah. Can't Stop the Feeling. You know all artists now drop their new tracks on a Friday, and that's what New Music Friday is all about. We add loads of things to the Radio 1 playlist. We'll have that for you tomorrow morning when you wake up, starting with Grimmy Onwards. Here's Tom O'Dell.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Warwickshire.
And what do you do?
I work for an equestrian company.
Oh, no. That's definitely a cow there. Are you a young farmer of sorts?
I am indeed.
Are you going to the big Young Farmers AGM on the weekend in Blackpool?
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, yeah, me and Chris will see you there then because we're DJing.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see you guys.
It's going
to
be good.
Saturday night.
Yeah. Saturday night.
Yes.
Young farmers are assembling. We discussed hiring a costume, Megan.
Are we not doing this then?
Well, we haven't got time now, have we? We're going to come on as a cow, me front end, Chris back end.
That's not happening then.
Well, we haven't sorted it, have we?
Oh, that disappoints me, Scott. That's classic you. That was a good idea, that.
Well, one of us needed to sort the costume and we never got round to that, did we?
You could have asked one of your people.
If anyone has a cow costume that you can donate to us, that would be awesome. I don't know why anyone would, but you might. Oh, yeah, maybe you could. Yeah, if you could have it waiting for us in Blackpool, Megan, that'd be awesome.
Anyway, Saturday night, it's going to be amazing. It's really looking forward to it.
It's going to pop off.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So today, I've got this for you. I'm 2-1 up this week. Here's my one. Oh. Four. Knights of Cydonia by Muse.
Now, last time I offered up a Muse record, you weren't impressed.
But this is like their best one.
It's one rule for you and one rule for me.
Yes? What have you got?
All right, Megan, I've got this for you. Azealia Banks, 212.
Oh, you dirty.
Yeah, man. I'm just hoping I've chosen the right one.
Out of all of the hits of Azealia Banks, this is definitely my favourite one.
Two different vibes today, Megan.
Very much.
Yeah.
Just imagine you're there at the AGM, right? It's Saturday night. It's me and Scott are DJing. Which one would you rather hear?
In a cow outfit.
It's a difficult one, I think. They're both really good songs.
That's what they all say. Just get to it. Come on, Megan.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be the 212.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'll give that to you. It's a fine choice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Probably the most censored song we've ever played on Radio 1 ever. That's 212, Azealia Banks on BBC Radio 1. That is a banger. Then yeah. So is Muse. They were properly good ones today.
That was a good one today. So I've won the week then, to all. We said whoever did today takes it.
No, we didn't.
You did say that.
No, we didn't. I said, what?
No, we said this just before. We said, right.
How can it be to all and you win? How does that work?
We said this before. We said, right, okay, today then let's say whoever wins the week because you said you weren't here tomorrow. Do you not remember this conversation?
No.
How convenient. Aaron in Ipswich texting saying, Chris only won because of the blazing sun. And what?
Well, yeah, doesn't matter, does it? If it's sunny where you are and people are feeling that, then it's fair enough. I've got no beef, no issues. You can have it.
No, I have got it. I won it.
I don't understand how a draw makes you win. Is this a football thing that I don't know about?
You said it would.
Still don't understand it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I did say that winner takes this week. Winner takes this Every bit of it.
I win on away goals.
What?
Can't even be bothered to try and explain that.
Okay, good. Yeah, you can have that. No, I've won.
I've got it. You can't give me something I've got.
I'm giving it to you.
No, you're not giving it to me, though. Don't start this kind of thing. You know it irritates me.
Jay Sean and Sean Paul, Make My Love Go, on Radio 1. Okay, that was bangers. Chris has won this week. Is that better?
Yeah.
There we are. And I'm back in a week's time. So, Greg James on Real or No Real coming up. I'm going to play Yo Gotti and Nicki Minaj next. I've just noticed that the Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz video is up to 95,000 views on YouTube.
Mm. Which is wicked because it's only been a day.
Amazing.
So I think if you want to go see this thing, go get it whilst it's fresh.
It's fresh and clean. Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz, two of the biggest stars in Hollywood right now. It's very funny, this video. They're playing Playground Insults, which we did at the end of last year with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. They just sat in a room, a custom-made room, and they're on two chairs and they're just kind of like looking at each other, scowling at each other, and throwing out the most ridiculous insults you've ever heard. Wouldn't it be great if we could get over 100,000 views today? Just a nice round number there on YouTube.
Also, if you want to do us a favour, what's amazing is when all these American websites and Australian papers and stuff like that get hold of these things and you see the articles that they write about it and then the way they describe me and you.
Yeah.
Or the way they describe the show.
That's worth doing.
It's incredible to see.
It's also quite funny because sometimes if it's America or Australia, they actually do put some of the comments in under the video.
Yeah.
So you might be on 100,000. That'll be awesome today.
Oh, it's going to go off. It already has.
Great video. Go watch it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hello, summer. That's the Hunter. Are you okay, Hunter?
You okay, Hunter?
And you and me on BBC Radio 1.
That's well good.
Really good. Arcus from Norwich says yes to the Hunter band on Radio 1. And also Reese, really enjoying that. They're from Hertfordshire. They've been supported by their local BBC Introducing on Three Counties Radio in October last year. and they've just been heavily supporting them ever since. And now look, here they are on Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Now, you know I like it a lot when you get in touch with the show. If you've got any stories to share, anything you want to confide in us about, or, you know, share with the class, share with our listeners, best way to do it is email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Our listener Sam has done just that to tell us about some issues that she's having as part of a WhatsApp group. You know that everyone's in one of these, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the group admin, whose name is Curtis, has let things get a little bit out of hand. So I think the best thing to do, the best thing we can do, is call him. And now Sam has given me Curtis's number, so I'm just putting that in now. It's just a little...
Just deal with the main person.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that's kind of in charge of the WhatsApp group chat. And it's getting out of hand. Okay, here we go.
To the Feminine speaking.
Hello, can I speak to Curtis, please?
Who's calling?
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Yeah, I'm not sure he actually knows him, but he will know of him. He's a very big deal.
Okay, hold one second, please.
Thank you.
Materials, use the most state-of-the-art equipment, and employ a workforce that's made up of the most talented individuals.
Hello, Scott, how you doing?
Curtis, yes?
Yeah, speaking. How are you doing?
Hello. Do you know who I am?
Yes, I do. Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Yes, obviously that lady told you that. So your friend Sam has got in touch with me.
That's correct, yes. So she emailed you regarding our WhatsApp group.
Yeah, she's given me your number. I hope you don't mind me calling.
No, of course, not at all.
Okay, so sorry to bother you at
work. Are you inquiring about timber framing, Scott?
No, but I am interested in some of the talented individuals that work there.
I can do you a good discount on a timber frame if you're after one.
Okay, yeah.
Your adverts for yourself are better than ours for ourselves.
Yeah. When you're on hold, you get a proper sell, don't you? It's great.
You do. We're pushing it hard.
Yeah, I like it. Please hold and you can speak to one of our talented individuals.
Yeah, we need some of that.
Curtis, I understand that things, from what I hear, are getting a little bit out of hand on a WhatsApp group that you're part of, that you run.
That's correct, yeah. So we have a group event planning WhatsApp group, which was organised when people started to leave home to keep in touch.
Okay, so a bunch of friends...
That's correct, yes.
So everyone kind of moved away to different areas, and it's just a good way of keeping in touch with everybody, isn't it?
Exactly, and also like planning things, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, making sure everybody's getting together and keeping in touch.
Yeah. How many people in the group?
I think there's currently 17.
That's a lot.
17, what a girthy group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Curtis, tell us what's happening with the group, please.
So on a daily basis, obviously, we're all chatting and talking about, you know, the girls are currently talking about their outfits for the Royal Ascot going and who isn't going.
Okay.
And there's individuals that obviously don't never get involved.
What, they don't speak?
They don't speak. I refer to them as WhatsApp Klingons.
Klingons, yeah.
I like to refer to them as sleepers. They get all the good banter, but they don't really talk. They're just there, like a sleeper. And actually, in one of my WhatsApp groups, I am the sleeper. Occasionally, I will just chip in, though, just to keep my hand in.
Sleepers, Klingons, creepers,
call
watchers.
Them what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a watcher. Exactly. That's what I am.
Yeah.
So, cool. Sam, who emailed me, she's part of this WhatsApp group, right?
Yeah, so she's obviously one of the girls that continuously chats on it, regardless to whether you're at work or whether you're sleeping. She's one of the key players.
Right, cool. She's a key player. And she's described you, Curtis, as a very sassy individual.
I can be known to be a little bit sassy, but, you know, not all the time.
It's a bit like, do you remember King Curtis off of Wife Swap? Oh!
Who you mean.
The one that used to sass about his bacon.
That's right. So I received a picture of that yesterday after I took people out of the group.
Oh, hello. Is there a trumpeter in the background?
Is that one of your talented individuals there on the trumpet?
Well, every time someone comes into the office, we like to get the trumpets out,
Not only do they do amazing timber framing, they're cracking on the trombone.
One hand on timber, one hand on trumpet. Sick.
Exactly.
So I'm going to call you King Curtis from now, because you're the king of the WhatsApp group.
Lovely. I like that title.
You really do, don't you?
You're in charge of this WhatsApp group then. You're Lee... You set it up, you're the boss, you can get rid of people, you can bring people in.
Yeah, so, well, it did start off as someone else creating it, but they were a bit slack and I had to keep messaging them to add people to the group, and they wouldn't really get involved much, so he kind of gave the power over to me.
So many people listening will have this. Everyone, pretty much, will be part of one of these groups, and the politics of them are quite something, aren't they?
Mm.
They really are, yeah.
So there's a few people in this group. King Curtis, tell us what you started doing yesterday afternoon to the group.
So yesterday afternoon, I finally had enough. I threw out the toys out of my pram and got a little bit sassy and decided to start removing individuals that weren't contributing anything to the group. So
you're getting rid of the Klingons?
I am, yeah. I'm wiping clear the Klingons.
Oh. Wonderful thought. I also like anyone that states that they're about to get sassy as well, or decided to get sassy. Yeah.
This is you, Curtis.
Yes!
I had to get sassy.
That's exactly what happened, yeah. So I obviously started trolling through the previous messages sent for the last few weeks, taking note of who wasn't actually messaging and contributing.
Right, and how many did you cull by?
So we culled, I think, six yesterday. So six bit the dust. But the reaction from the rest of the group was fantastic. Everyone then immediately started messaging and panicking.
Did they? What? So once you started to get rid of people, they could see it come up and they were like, oh, I better start messaging.
Yeah, I didn't realise. It actually notifies the people that you actually removed as well. So
you've
I
been
had people binned. Messaging me, asking me why I had removed them.
And what did you say?
Well, I just said, sorry, you're a WhatsApp Klingon. Goodbye.
It's such a good idea. Because a pack can only move as fast as its weakest member, can't it?
Exactly. And, we don't need any weak links in this one. It's a fast rolling train.
What's the name of the group called?
So it's actually got quite a boring name. It's just called, I'm just going on to it now, it's called Group Event Planning.
Oh, sassy.
Oh.
But it does have a nice little picture of faces on fingers and them all cuddled up. So it's quite a good little image on it.
All right.
What's it called again?
Group Event Planning.
Yeah. So sassy. You said there's 17 people in the group?
Yeah. That's correct, yes.
See, I don't like that number. It's kind of ugly to me.
Yeah, it's ugly to me too. I'm thinking 15, maybe 14.
No. I think 15 just sounds really good. 17, it's like, it's just an odd. I don't like it.
15 should be the maximum number of any squad, I think.
I think we need to round it down to 15, Curtis.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that idea.
Just feels better to me. So what we're going to do, I'm going to play two songs and then we're going to have to do the news and then we can get on to the serious business of binning off two people from your WhatsApp group, Curtis. You okay to wait there?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, back in a sec. The Scott Mills Daily. Every time. That is G-Eazy and BB Rexha.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, before Newsbeat, we were speaking to Curtis, who I think might be my new favourite person. Hi, Curtis.
Hello.
Curtis designs timber-framed houses. Hot job. And while he's designing, he likes to have a trumpeter behind him at all times. As we heard in the last bit of the phone call. Why did a trumpet go off halfway through us talking?
Just, someone entered the office, so our local trumpet jumps out of his seat and...
Okay, that's not true, though, is it, Curtis? Why did it really go off?
No, I'd received an email.
Oh, so that happens. That noise happens when you get an email?
Yeah, every single time.
Oh, you get better and better.
Right, so I know that one of the show hands here does have your email address. So, you, boy, can you...
email.
So, can you email, please? Just email Curtis. Have you got it there? Yeah, email Curtis now. I want to hear the trumpets.
This is tense.
Yeah. I hope you spelt my name right.
That was awesome. That was wicked.
A devil trumpet.
I feel like I'm on Ryanair and I've just landed.
So you haven't had many emails since we've been speaking.
No.
Considering what a talented individual you are. Also, going back to how sassy you are, it's given me a great idea for a TV show. We should find Britain's sassiest man, and maybe we start with you as the benchmark.
Mm.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. I'm pretty keen.
Right, so we were talking to Curtis before. He has got a WhatsApp group. It's just friends that have moved away, and to keep in touch, 17 of them are currently on this group. But you have had a little culling session yesterday afternoon. You got rid of how many?
6.
Now, I said before that song that, well, you've got 17 in there at the moment. It'd be nice to round it down to, like, 15 in the group. Is there anyone that you've got questions about in that group of 17 right now?
Yeah, so we currently have 4 members of the group on probation. So we've got Tim, George, Grace and Tom. Mm.
Good use of probation there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're at risk.
They are at risk, although some of them have pulled it out of the bag, really, you know, since the last culling, and maybe they, you know, they're not so much in line to be culled.
So they were silent ones. That's why they're on probation. You've got your eye
on
them.
Exactly. Yeah, they would be the WhatsApp Klingon.
Mm. Out of those 4, do you think there's 2 that we could possibly bin off today?
I think definitely.
I mean, this is your choice, but you said that 4 were looking a bit risky, so... And just 15 just feels nicer to me, Curtis.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's do it.
If you narrow down the group as well, you'll find people are more competitive to stay in it.
Mm.
Or join.
Yeah.
This gives them a little kick, doesn't it? Like a little boost.
Everything will improve. The chat will improve.
Mm.
And therefore, the friendship should improve as well, unless you've been binned off.
Yep, I've had quite a lot of emails already of people panicking that there might be another culling.
Okay, let's go through them then. What are we saying about Grace?
So Grace actually organised a pub trip last night after the first batch of culling. So
how handy.
I think she's probably safe.
Okay, I mean she did get in touch after the others were binned off, but at least she's done something.
Exactly, and we've seen her within 24 hours.
Right,
so,
I think.
I think she's safe.
What is it about Tom?
Tom has failed really to message at all today and messaged once after the culling yesterday about not being able to make Ascot. Right. So he is definitely high on the list of on the culling list.
What about George?
George has failed to message at all, even after the culling. So he's almost a definite.
Right, and Tim, finally?
Tim messaged a little bit, but still nothing yet today. So he could also be in the running.
Okay, but so they're all quite low in communication. So I guess then you've got to go with who are the cooler people. So do you want to give us a little quick background? I mean, who's got the hottest job? Maybe they should stay.
Okay, so Tim works for Hoos, the Formula One team, and he's the guy that puts the wheel on the back of the Formula One car.
Oh, well, he's got to stay. He's not going anywhere, surely.
How shallow?
He's pretty cool, but he never gets his ticket, so, you know, it's kind of a cool job, but no perks.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
George is a recruiter or a headhunter, so not very cool job, really.
God, no. You can't say that.
He can go.
I'm not looking for a job, so he's no use.
What does Grace do?
Grace is actually currently at uni, so she really brings nothing to the table.
At least she's available. Do you know what I mean? She's sociable.
Yeah, but she's available but never gets involved, so I don't know what that says about her, you know.
And what about Tom? What's he doing?
Tom works for a startup company. I don't really know what he does. So he works in London.
Right. That's great.
Isn't this true, though? We've all got a friend like that.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what your job is.
I've known for so long, I genuinely don't understand what he does as a job.
Right, you know my ex-flatmate before he got married?
Yeah.
I lived with him for 10 years. No idea.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue what he does. Don't know.
But I'm sure he explained it a number of times.
Not in an easy-to-understand way. If you can't say it in like one sentence, then what's the point? Yeah. What do you do? Play songs. There we are.
This is a this is fantastic. It feels a bit like, you know, on MasterChef when they decide who goes through.
Mm.
It feels like that kind of vibe. Maybe we can narrow this down.
Probably need a bit of tension here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Curtis, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
After your careful consideration, tell me who the first person is going to be that's binned off from this WhatsApp group.
It definitely has to be George.
Oh,
George.
George. Actually, can we send you an email so that we get like some kind of trumpet to signify these off?
Oh, that's a lovely idea. Mm. Yes, yeah, send them off with a trumpet on your end of things.
Say George again.
George.
Bye, George.
He's gone. He's gone. The headhunter's gone.
He's off. So get rid of him on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
he'll be headhunting for a new WhatsApp group.
Are you doing that now?
George Bibby. Remove George from social group. Remove confirmed.
He's done
bang.
This before.
First one gone.
Oh,
slay.
Yes.
I don't like how it says your name, though. It says Curtis has removed George Bibby.
You love it.
I would like it to be a bit more discreet.
No, you love it. You love them seeing.
You love the sass.
You're one of those. You love him seeing it.
Thing is, he hasn't been on for so long, he probably doesn't even know.
No, he won't find out for ages. Okay, no. Curtis. I need the second name that you're going to bin off today to make it 15 people in that group.
This is really difficult because I think Grace would be comedy if I removed her just for the sheer anger I'll receive from her. So that could be quite funny. But I'm going to have to go for Ease and Tom will be the second one removed.
Oof. Tom.
Tom is gone.
For the trumpet. I'll send you another email. See you, Tom.
Laters.
Bye.
Bye, Tom. See you later.
How do you think Tom will take it?
Well, I'm not really sure. You know, I don't know. He's probably not going to really respond until a lot later, so I don't think I'll get any beef back off of him.
No. What did Tom do again?
Tom's started company
start-up.
Or something.
Yeah, started company. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Probably very busy.
So Grace has survived the culling and lives to to read another message.
You're so evil. You're amazing.
Yeah. But see, we do also have people that we think maybe we should, you know, replace them with. You know, we've got two friends that maybe we should add on.
No, I just like the 15. I like the 15 of it.
Yeah. I think let's leave it 15 until another day.
Do you feel better, Curtis?
I do. I feel like there's a weight relieved from my shoulders.
Good.
You know, I feel like I can sleep well now.
Listen, do you mind if I keep your email? I might just occasionally trumpet you.
I'd love that.
But I'm going to keep your number because this is something that I'd quite like to keep up to date with. I want to keep in touch with this WhatsApp group.
Definitely. Yep, whenever you want, get in touch.
Okay. I'm not here next week, but we'll catch up the week after and I'm sure a lot would have gone on by then.
Hopefully it will. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Wow. Pretty savage. Pete says it's like WhatsApp Hunger Games. It really is.
Well, there's a will, there's a way, kind of beautiful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Who's the footballer?
Oh.
Hang on, how do I say it? Is it Ibrahimovic?
Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic. Yeah. So that guy wrote a song about him when he was 13, and it was number one in Sweden for 13 weeks.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
That's also Sweden's Eurovision entry this year. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's really good.
Not bad for a 70-year-old.
17.
70-year-old.
I think that's potentially hit France. If I was sorry. Greg James is here to play Real or No Real.
Excited.
Here's your first one.
The royal family have a pet hamster called Marvin.
Oh. Fans of JLS. Or The Voice, of course. The Voice, of
The
course.
Voice, yeah. Of course.
Most recently, The Voice.
This is hot news, isn't it?
Well, they've got... So we definitely know they've got corgis. Pet hamster. I'm just trying to work out, would the dogs interfere with the hamster? You know what I mean? I mean, if there was a pet cat.
Yeah, but you can coexist. They can all get along.
The Royals have cats?
I don't know. I'm sure they have.
You never see cats, do you?
We've got a lot of horses.
Do the corgis then, because they are the royal family dogs, they become royal dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Do they get the royal kind of word before it?
Well, they don't. I don't think their opinion is not asked.
No.
Shall we redesign the 20
pound
note?
I think what I'm trying to get is in the dog world.
No, but they remain impartial.
Yes.
Yeah. In the dog world, they're royal dogs, right? They're the main dogs.
Yeah, they're the
big dogs.
Bosses, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I know.
I mean, it's sort of how we look upon the royal family. Is that if your average household dog would see a corgi and go, "Oh, your majesty."
Yeah. They would bow down. Yeah.
Bow wow down.
Bow wow, here we go.
They would bow wow down.
Yes.
And they had to adhere to the same stuff. Like, you can't put your hand out for the queen. You have to wait for the queen's hand. So
poor.
You can't just go and smell the other corgi's bum.
No.
Without the bum being presented to you.
That's right.
No, just different rules in dog world.
Same protocol.
Yeah.
So is there a pet hamster called Marvin? I really don't know what's going on with
the Imagine the hamster cage, royal hamster cage.
Imagine the size of the wheel.
It's going to be wicked.
It'd be like the London Eye.
It'd be a small throne.
Yes, a small royal hamster on a little royal throne. Oh, what a lovely idea that is.
Real or no real,
the hamster palace. I think this is real. I'd love it to be called Marvin from JLS as well.
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the Duchess of Cambridge revealed to a 9-year-old fan that they do own a pet hamster called Marvin. She said, "Charlotte really likes Marvin because the whiskers tickle her face."
His royal hamsterness.
And next.
A popular fried chicken restaurant is launching chicken-flavoured nail polish.
Good idea. It's a good idea for when you're licking your fingers.
Thing is, I bite my nails, so that's going to be awful for me.
Oh, you've got nail polish on. Away.
Yeah.
You should get that stuff that you put on your nails to make it taste disgusting.
So
you learn not to. Well, that's...
Stop and grow.
Yeah, but that's because it's off of children, because biting your nails is off of children. And biting your nails...
I bite my nails.
Is a who?
I hate it. I hate that I do. I'm ashamed of it. I hate pictures. We had it with Stacey Dooley... I shouldn't say. Stacey Dooley earlier, where I find that what I do is, because my fingernails are so bad and I don't want them to be seen in any picture... Yeah. Claws.
Do you use claws?
So claw whatever guest has come in.
Oh, hon.
Can I see them?
He never opens his mouth either in pictures,
quite
do
a chomper,
you?
Aren't
Mate,
you?
Really bad.
Really bad chomper.
I am as well, but I know what you mean. It's bad. He never opens his mouth either in pictures.
But that's okay.
Teeth and nails.
Teeth and nails.
Oh, don't be self-conscious.
Teeth and nails.
The chicken-flavoured nail polish, though, I don't understand this, because nail polish isn't normally flavoured, is it?
No.
Right, okay, so what's the idea to encourage people to start biting their nails?
No, just so they don't mind licking it off.
Yeah.
So who licks people's nails?
Well, not other people's nails.
Nail licker.
I mean, people are into all sorts, but I mean, in terms of like when you've got a bit of chicken grease on it, you're like, nice.
I don't see the point, because surely you just lick the chicken off. Why would you have nail polish?
Also, if you dip your finger in ice cream, right, because you want to try that, or whatever you're, some cottage cheese, whatever you're doing. It's going to get mixed up.
Or cottage cheese, if you will.
Why did that come into your head?
No, just something you can scoop with your finger. What I'm saying is, it's going to be all combined with the KFC chicken stuff, right? Oh, sorry. But the popular fried chicken stuff.
But if you're eating just chips, you've got chicken and chips.
Yeah.
You've got chicken nail polish.
In that scenario, it's
I'm
good.
All for it. It seems like something that might happen in Japan or something.
Okay. Real.
I can't see how this can be real. No real.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So YFC are launching 2 chicken-flavoured nail polishes, original and hot and spicy, although it's only going to be in Hong Kong for now. I might move to China. And finally...
If you are young and well-educated, you are more likely to have an aversion to the word... moist.
Oh, what a bizarre fact.
Who's done the research? What university is wasting millions on this research?
So if you're young and well-educated, you don't like moist. It's one of my least favourite words, and I'm neither.
I'm just trying to... Who do we know that's young and well-educated?
Greg?
You're asking them in the wrong building.
Greg? Yeah.
You never say the word moist, do you?
I don't.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't. The thing is,
it's up there with panties for me.
Oh. Panties.
Yeah, or bubbly.
Well, everyone bubbly.
Yeah,
she's bubbly.
Well, or a bottle of bubbly with my hubby.
Arrive before 10 p.m. and you can have a bottle of bubbly for your table.
Bubbly.
No
hate.
I don't like, well, when we get on things I don't like, people who refer to their wife as the wife.
The wife.
That really, really winds me up.
Oh, God, the why. The wife.
I don't like this one.
Oh, that's my least favourite as well.
Drinks in the sun with this one.
This one. Go away.
Drinks in the sun with the boy.
Yeah.
Ah!
Go away.
That's the worst
Shut
one.
Shut up.
To the sea.
Just hanging out with the boy today.
To the sea. Let's
go. To the sea with you.
Get in.
I don't have a problem with the word moist. Everyone's got a real problem with it. I like it. I like the word moist. I love it.
Horrible word.
Great word.
But if you are young and well-educated, are you more likely to have an aversion to it, real or no real?
Well, Greg loves it, so I think this is no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Right. Afraid it is real. So a study... Who does these studies? Seriously.
Nerds.
A study...
Probably young and well-educated people.
A study into the word moist, undertaken by Dr. Paul from Oberlin College in Ohio.
He doesn't sound real.
He's no real.
No, he doesn't sound
real. His whole life is no real.
Or well-educated. When people have aversion to the word moist, what happens is, well, there's more than 2,000 people surveyed. Emerged. If you are female and young and well-educated, you probably don't like it at all.
Who's going to answer that survey? You're just going to turn to... Slingers up.
Mm. At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 10, Greg got 20, but I'm moist.
Can I make an announcement, please?
No, don't say that.
I'm going to award Craig from South Shield star listener status on my show today. In fact, I'm going to dedicate the whole show to him.
For coming up with,
bear in mind the royal family pet hamster called Marvin. He says, surely it will live in Buckinghamster Palace.
Yes.
Craig, thank you.
See?
You're a wonderful man. We love you.
See, that's more like the kind of listener we need. This is BBC. I'm off to Eurovision for a week like I do, so Matt will be here. No podcasts, but listen to him live. Treat yourself between 1 and 4 every day on Radio 1. And fill the rest of the gap by watching some of our good stuff available on BBC iPlayer now. Like Playground Insults with Seth Rogen and Chloe Grace Moretz. That's good. And loads of wetness on Innuendo Bingo. Sit down, get the telly on, and put the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer on. It's all there for you right now.